You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Lynn Whitbeck, entrepreneur, businesswoman, and founder of the website PetiteToQueen.com, helping the world by teaching women leadership skills to live richer and fuller lives. Lynn, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
And Eric, thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So, Lynn, what is PetiteToQueen.com and how is it helping women?
Eric, PetiteToQueen.com, or Petite to Queen, specializes in virtual mentoring for women who want to maximize their potential. And I chose to focus on women because of my life experiences, my daughter and two nieces. I wanted them to achieve greater things in their lives without making the mistakes that I made and that I've seen. So while the content is universal, every day we help women with compelling building blocks and key learnings.
And also, Lynn, what is virtual mentoring and how can it help today's entrepreneurs?
Okay. Well, I believe we can all agree on the value of mentoring for both leaders and team members. Because what is a mentor? You know, it's sort of rhetorical. A mentor is someone who can come alongside, who's maybe been further down the trail. In my career, as I rose to an executive vice president at a major corporation, one challenge was finding female mentors. And a mentor is someone who can support us and who's been there, done that, who's willing to listen to us. And when you really consider, a mentor is an incredibly powerful relationship to leverage into our personal lives and our professional lives. So when we talk about mentoring, I'm going to say shorthand, virtual mentoring means that we're using technology to help us. Real human knowledge is being shared. Real people are engaged in the program content we've developed and the tools we offer. And Petite to Queen is made up of women who've been there and young millennials who are in it with you. Virtual means we're using technology. You don't necessarily have to have the wisdom in your hometown or on your street. Or you don't have to commute and go see the mentor or coordinate your schedules. We can set these appointments with ourselves through the programs and the ways of learning and growing using technology. And that's what virtual means.
And certainly a huge benefit and plus, no doubt. Now, how can entrepreneurs take advantage of virtual mentoring tools to improve the efficiency and effectiveness for the organization or organizations?
Wow, there's so many things. And to be honest, there are many soft skills that leaders need, and entrepreneurs are leaders, and they're not taught in any kind of traditional setting. And I'm going to give an example of a soft skill, and that's conflict mitigation, and how to mitigate conflict in the workplace, your own team, between team members, with your supervisor or your manager, and with peers. You know, often people sort of explode. Or they go underground when there's conflict. If there's a harsh word, a fruit of bitterness will start. I don't know about you, Eric, but have you seen that exhibition of fight, flight, or free? You know, just get out of here. I can't deal with this. And that's what you don't know how to have the diplomacy or the negotiation paths to have conversations. And during my career, I've seen this played out with teams I manage, colleagues, and within the C-suite. So when we look at those types of skills that you need, even if I'm flying solo as an entrepreneur, this kind of mentorship when it's virtual doesn't consume a lot of what we're talking about earlier, travel or coordination time. And I can see it fit in and I can get it applied. And I can specifically correlate it to where I'm in the cycle of developing myself as an entrepreneur and for my company. And when I have people on my team, it's a really powerful way for me to trickle down and teach what I'm learning. And my whole company develops the same culture, and we can implement it straight into the whole team. And that's what's really powerful. It's when you add this multi-layer impact, and it's either at the individual level or at a group activity. You can utilize our materials at petitequeen.com for team members, for team meetings. It helps you spotlight a specific obstacle, goal, or objective that you have. So, you know, picture this. You're watching a webinar in a team meeting, and you can stop, and you can launch a three-minute teaching moment, and you can ask your team, how does this apply to our situation right here and now? You know, let's start a discussion and brainstorm. You know, I do this a lot with my team. And by doing this, you've created an environment to listen and share ideas. And Eric, this is when those breakthrough ideas happen. It's when you shift your paradigm and you can find the solution and you find the way to get to point B. And that's really the strength of how you can utilize our materials and really build this mutually beneficial environment and think outside of the box.
And what a fantastic resource you have in place for entrepreneurs today. We're joined by Lynn Whitbeck, entrepreneur, businesswoman, and founder of the website petitetoqueen.com, helping the world by teaching women leadership skills to live richer and fuller lives here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Lynn, what are your recommendations to improve retention when participating in virtual mentoring?
Well, Eric, you have to remember that individuals learn in many different ways. And for everyone in the audience out there, repetition is absolutely key to learning any new skill. You've got to practice it. And retention is dependent upon that practice and repetition. And it's significantly boosted when the learning is provided in multiple formats. A lot of what's going on when we're learning in our adult life format is that we're being reminded of things that we may have heard before, but we're coming at it from a different angle. And we're bringing it back to the surface, and we're figuring out fresh ways to apply this knowledge that we've either learned or we've rediscovered. And it's really powerful. It's how entrepreneurs can take advantage of virtual mentoring tools to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of their organization. You know, grab onto it. You can literally assign your team the task of listening to a podcast or accessing another one of our resources. For me, you know, like I listen to your podcast, Eric, and I often will do it during like meal prep. So because, you know, you're busy during the day, but I set aside that time, and you can do it in your car when you're on you're commuting, you're on the train, however that works for you. You can also watch like a webinar on your smart device. And once again, you know, I can set mine up while I'm doing meal prep or folding the laundry. So, you know, I'm multitasking and I'm still dedicating that time to listening and learning. And another idea is to have a buddy. You know, Eric, I mean, you probably have your buddies that you talk with, you meet over coffee. And you can say, you know, what did we learn? Like today, this week, we're going to listen to this podcast and we're going to think about this and then we're going to talk about it. How does it apply to us? You immediately are increasing your retention. And it sounds terrible, but for a better word, you're sort of regurgitating these new skills back out because you're having a conversation about them. And it's not just going in one ear and out the other. So, I think that's really how you can really leverage this tool.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And thanks so much for the plug there and for being a listener of EPN as well. Certainly appreciate that. Now, do you have, in conclusion, a final tip on how to leverage virtual mentoring to maximize potential?
Oh, wow. You know, I would say my recommendation is to start right away. It's, you know, visualize starting Monday morning. And maybe you're on your morning commute, or if you're me, you're waiting in line to get your coffee. And you've chosen a podcast that will set you up for the week. And while you're listening, you're thinking about how you can apply this knowledge today and during the week. And to maximize your potential, absolutely select a topic with connectivity to either a challenge or a goal that you're trying to resolve or achieve. And as a leader, I would add this to my team meeting agenda. You know, have the team listen to the podcast before the meeting, or if it's a webinar, you know, I would preview it, and then we would watch it as a team, and I'd invite them to join the conversation. And I would want to make sure all the voices are heard. I'm collectively gathering the thoughts so that we can break down and break through barriers. And that's when you really can maximize this opportunity to tip your paradigm, to see around the corner, and whatever situation you're in, you can find a solution. We're all learning and growing, and as an entrepreneur, we need to be pursuing and staying ahead of the curve every day.
Most definitely. And what can folks expect when they visit PetiteDeQueen.com? Anything we should know about?
Well, I think one of the best pieces is that you can search for, there's so much interconnected content, and you can search on any topic, and you're going to find a number of resources that you can access. We've also got terrific pieces that you can, if you still have a printer, you can print them out and pin them up on your wall. I actually have a wall of inspiration around me, and it's got quotes, and it's got images, and it's got things that I can look to for inspiration at any time. And so those are tools that you can also apply, and you can reinforce what you're learning by reading an article. You can watch a webinar, listen to a podcast, and then they're interconnected, as I said, so that you will be able to see if this was a great piece of content, or maybe you just recognize it's an area of weakness that you have, that you can then see recommended content that goes with it, and then, you know, explore that further.
Well, Lynn, it certainly has been great to have had you. Awesome what you're doing in the space and teaching women around the world leadership skills and to live richer and fuller lives. It is PetiteDeQueen.com. Again, Lynn, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
And Eric, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Lynn Whitbeck, entrepreneur, businesswoman, and founder of the website PetiteDeQueen.com, helping the world by teaching women leadership skills to live richer and fuller lives. And for more information, again, it's PetiteDeQueen.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And drop us a line and review on iTunes at any time. We'd appreciate that. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.